Beer for Breakfast on Alt 107.5 is presented by Big Dogs Brewing Company, supporting local craft beer in Las Vegas since 1993.
Well, all right,
let's do it.
We have made it to another Friday.
Barely.
Yes, we have.
All I want to eat is them barbecue.
Somehow gainfully employed still.
Gainfully?
We're drinking. It's Friday. The original, often imitated, never duplicated, 22 years running strong Beer Breakfast Podcast. Actually, this is the live version. This is the podcast. Now, if you're listening on the podcast, that is the podcast.
If you're listening right now, this is live. But you can listen also on the podcast. Mahoney, before we get into it, there was some predictions. So we have people guessing whether or not today's beer is going to be over or under four stars.
We didn't tell people what the beer was.
No, I know.
Yet.
I just want to preface it that people are slightly on the side of the under at 1.019 million, 926,000 wagered on the over. So pretty evenly split, but let's get into it.
So if you want to bet, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney. Every Friday around this time, we are betting on what the rating of this beer is.
Because we have a gambling problem.
That's we do. We have a lot of fun, and we get to drink. And today we're drinking the Sierra Nevada Tropical Torpedo IPA. So the Sierra Nevada Tropical Torpedo IPA has 6% alcohol by volume and 35 IBUs. That's actually down quite a bit because they have another beer that's in their normal lineup, the Sierra Nevada Torpedo IPA, which has kind of become a classic, that very West Coast style, I mean, uber hoppy IPA that they just beat you up with hops. And that one comes in at 7.2 and I believe 60 IBU. So this one is a kind of a drastic departure in the IBU department from its namesake. Today being served from a 12-ounce, very colorful. I love the packaging on this particular beer.
It's a nice package.
Torpedo. It's a torpedo package.
Yeah, it's tropical torpedo. I mean, you take a look there. The sun's setting. You've got some palm trees, orange and blue. Big fan of the box and the packaging, which initially drew myself to it, but also still very classic. And you see that Sierra Nevada design that we've seen.
Do you know what they did a really nice job on? And I think this is the first time I've ever said this about a beer. On the seam. So you see how like the two sides come together and they had thought that out. So it's perfectly, yeah. It's very well done. It's a very nice looking can.
I mean, Sierra Nevada does a lot of things right. This fine beer can be purchased nationwide at most fine craft beer retailers. Sierra Nevada is one of the oldest craft breweries in America, been around since 1979. I recommend serving this about 45 degrees Fahrenheit. The five categories in which we rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Let's start with the very first category, Dave, and take a look at the Sierra Nevada Tropical Torpedo.
It's a little foggier than what you'd expect from like a normal lager. It looks very non-hazy IPA-ish.
Yep.
It had a lot of head on it that dissipated, but still a lot of sticky lacing on the glass. So pretty refreshing looking beer.
I did not know a lot about this beer going into it, and with a name like Tropical Torpedo, I was expecting it to be quite a bit hazier. I mean, obviously hazies and tropicals are two different styles, but I expected this one to be a little bit hazy, but this one actually poured a lot clearer than I was expecting. But it's not perfectly clear, but it does. It's like got the slightest of haze,
yes,
to it, like
a
dew on your morning, on your windshield,
yes,
on a
summer morning. You gotta wipe it off.
Like a dew.
Yeah, if you live someplace that's really humid, you
know? Like a Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh.
See, she knows. Now she knows.
And as you said, Dave, very, very fizzy, foamy white head. That head did not stick around for that much time. Held its retention for about 45 seconds. And like I said, generous amount of sticky lacing down the side of my glass as
on
we
yours,
continue.
But not Dave's. Dave, where'd your stick go?
You know, it's just a little thinner.
It's there.
Yeah.
Dave's drinking is a lot quicker than I am.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
I'm a little slower when it comes
today.
Dave's just taking big pulls. Let's move on to the next category and take a smell of the Sierra Nevada Tropical Torpedo.
It smells very tropical. I mean, seriously.
It does have a little bit of a sweetness, like some fruit in there for sure.
Lots of citrus.
There's actually, I was actually kind of surprised, decent amount of hops, and they're not overwhelming, but they blend well and they balance with that fruit in the nose.
For
it's
sure.
Not overwhelming. Zero alcohol on the nose of this. I mean, not surprising. Again, 6%.
6%, pretty
but
light.
But Sierra Nevada, traditionally, you know, they don't try to mask their alcohol in some of their other beers, like the original Torpedo. I mean, they they don't mask it at all. Right. Like the alcohol hits you, the hops hit you. This one in the nose, as far as that goes, no alcohol. Let's move to our favorite part of Beer for Breakfast and take a big drink of the Sierra Nevada Tropical Torpedo.
Let me get a sip.
Take a big old drink of that, Audrey. I'm curious to see what you have to say.
It's strong.
It's hoppy.
It's hoppy.
Really?
But I mean, I know Dave, I'm already looking at your beer's gone. I mean, I feel like this is something that's definitely more in your vein. You like the hoppier beers. You want your IPA to taste like an IPA. It does have a lot of citrus to it as well. It's a good balance of both. And I think that because I like the juicier, more masked citrus IPAs, this is just a little bit more tingy, like a little bit more like earthy for
me. I think you're actually very spot on when you say earthy, because there are those earthy hops, and I mean, it's Sierra Nevada, so they are known for their hops, and they do come through. Dave, your thoughts on this, because you've plowed through that damn beer.
No, I have. It is pretty easy drinking.
Super easy drinking.
Which I like. It's nice that it's super easy drinking for like a summer style IPA. It's a little underwhelming to me. If we're being honest, like the flavor profile, there's just not a lot there other than some lingering hops. Like when I take a drink, it's so light that maybe I was expecting more of kind of the hazy IPA, which we've had. It did not deliver for me on the taste profile.
See, I'm on the other end of that spectrum. I should be surprised that, like, you know, that it is more fruit forward for a Sierra Nevada beer, considering, you know, again, their West Coast style presence. The citrus and the fruit kind of hit there, but they are balanced nicely with, there is a strong hop bite that is, you know, that exists throughout
all of this. Lingers too, right?
It does.
Like it doesn't really go away.
It certainly does stick around for a couple minutes, but I actually really like that because I don't think the citrus is overwhelming, and I also don't think that the hops are overwhelming. I actually think it's a good presence of both in this particular beer. So
you're getting a lot of flavors out of this, because to me it's just pretty bland.
I'm getting like there's some mango citrus balanced with the hops.
You might have had too much coffee and you might have blasted off your taste buds.
I mean, it's not overwhelming.
No, I mean,
but
I guess
it's
there.
It's not like, again, we're not thinking like a fruited. We're not thinking like a fruited beer or a hazy. This is kind of like a nice balance between, you know, if you like old school West Coast IPAs, but you don't want that, you know, heaviness that some of the East Coast style hazies bring.
Yeah, because this also doesn't feel like super, like you said, Mahoney. Like, I feel like it's light. You like these, you could have these. This could be a bathing suit beer.
I could drink a lot of these.
This could definitely be a
beers.
Boat beer.
Yes.
This is one that you could have multiple of, and it's not going to crush you. Like,
no.
A lot of times, like some of these other IPAs will. Like, it's not a 10% or like 6 is normal. Like, I feel like you could have multiple of these by the pool and not feel bloated. And it's not overly carbonated either.
It is not overly carbonated. I think it just, man, I am a fan of this particular beer. And I'm actually, maybe it's just because of my preconceived notions going in, but this kind of hits a lot of boxes, or checks a lot of boxes for me, in particular the mouthfeel, light-bodied, smooth, and just easy
Jen
to drink.
Asked if it's a boat beer. It's a boat beer.
This
it
is. This is a boat beer. This is, I would even call, I don't think there's a lot of IPAs out there that are lawnmower beers that I would throw into that category.
Sure.
This is a, even though it's coming in at 6%, so, you know, heavier than your more, or has
this
more
is
alcohol
a heavy
than your
machinery beer.
Don't have too many if you're on your riding lawnmower.
No, I'm saying,
this is
no,
a little
Dave,
league beer.
When I say when I say lawnmower, you're done cutting the
Got
lawn,
it.
Mowing
okay,
the lawn.
Good,
that's
good,
when
good.
You crack the beer for a job well done. I can drink a lot of these. And I'm a fan. I think this is a great summer beer. I think this is a great golfing beer. I think if you like beer that you want some fruit, a little bit of flavor, it's not a fruit bomb, but you also want a little bit of that, but you also want a nice hop presence. I think this does a really good job of blending both of those together. Again, it's not overwhelming with either of those flavors, but I feel like that's kind of the point.
Oh.
Okay, he's burped. All right, let's do it.
Can I get a drum roll?